Hey guys, so this is Caitlin, and this is the Messy Middle Podcast. I am super excited to get started with this project and get started talking to you guys and get things going. Today is our first episode, and I'm actually going to share with you a Bible class that I did at Petersville, my home congregation, not too long ago. And I really hope that you guys can get something out of it and will let me know what you think. So first off, I want you to think about some decisions. Decisions that you make every day. Simple ones, like what clothes you're going to wear and where you're going to go to eat and things like that. And then there are some decisions that are harder to make, like what job you should take when you're offered a couple, or, you know, who you should date, or, you know, things like that. That is all a tiny piece of something called inner conflict. So we're going to kind of be talking a little bit about conflict resolution. And this month, we're going to try and talk about inner conflict. And then after that, we'll look more at outer conflict. Now, this may sound weird and like something that you don't really struggle with. Inner conflict sounds odd and it sounds kind of foreign to some of us. But I hope that you'll keep an open mind as we go into this. Now, I want you to think about literature and movies. So books, movies, things like that. There are six types of conflict. And we're going to be talking about something called man versus self conflict. Now, man versus self is when the person is their own worst enemy for whatever reason, whether that be addiction or hanging out with the wrong people or letting their past control them. Different things like, you know, the book and movie Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. It's the fight between good and evil and within themselves, you know, the duality of human beings. A biblical example of that would be Paul in Romans chapter 7, verses 15 through 19. For I do not understand what I am doing, because I do not practice what I want to do, for I do what I hate. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree with the law that it is good. So now I am no longer the one doing it, but it is sin living in me. For I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my flesh, for the desire to do what is good is with me, but there is no ability to do it. For I do not do the good that I want to do, but I practice the evil that I do not want to do. And after that, everybody in the room reading that letter just goes, yeah, man, I get that. I mean, I want you to think about that. Let me read it a little bit slower and maybe it'll make more sense. For I do not understand what I am doing, because I do not practice what I want to do, but I do what I hate. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree with the law that it is good. So now I am no longer the one doing it, but it is sin living in me. For I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my flesh. For the desire to do what is good, it is with me, but there is no ability to do it. For I do not do the good that I want to do, but I practice the evil that I do not want to do. Paul is so conflicted here. He wants to do good. He wants to do so much good, but he can't stop doing evil, is what it seems like. He can't stop being pulled back into the ways of the world. But some fights aren't about good versus evil in ourselves. They're about good versus a better good. So I want to talk about this week, the inner conflict of feelings versus faith. I can promise you that I understand this battle of inner self, of feeling versus faith. I was actually telling my grandmother that I was going to be talking about this, and her exact words were, if anybody can talk about that, it's you. And I tried not to be offended. I have been in the bogs of the questioning and the battling. I always thought you had to pick one or the other, that you couldn't have both. I thought that to talk about feelings in a Bible class was just too embarrassing. And if you know me, you're thinking, who would have thought that Caitlin was too embarrassed to talk about anything? But I thought that feelings were fleshly and that they were wrong. And that caused a lot of issue with my personal faith. As someone who experiences nothing but a huge slew of feelings all the time, how could something I can't help but feel and need to get out of my head be so wrong? How could I worship a God who would let those feelings come and then tell me that they mean nothing. I've never seen anyone show as much emotion as David did, the man after God's own heart, except for maybe Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. And Jesus took his friends with him for those hard moments. There's a quote from a book that I've been reading called It's Not Supposed to Be This Way by an author named Lisa Turkers that I would recommend to anybody. And she says, talking about feelings, if the enemy can isolate us, then he can influence us. Facing those disappointments on our own just leads to Satan wiggling in faster and letting our feelings throw us around even more, whether we acknowledge that's what's happening or not. The book goes on later to say, to deny my feelings any voice is to rob me of being human, but to let my feelings be the only voice will rob my soul of healing perspectives with which God wants to comfort and carry me forward. Our feelings can lie to us, and often they do. Feelings aren't facts, as I had a therapist tell me once, and that's why we can't rely on them. We don't call love a feeling because feelings will go away. We don't call faith a feeling because it will go away if the feeling is what we're relying on. The world is between these two gardens. Again, as Lisa Turker says in her book, It's Not Supposed to Be This Way. And this world is where we learn to wrestle well. This world, between the perfect Eden and the perfect heaven, is where we learn to acknowledge our feelings but move forward, letting faith lead the way. Revelation 21:3-4 says, Then I heard a loud voice from the throne. Look, God's dwelling is with humanity, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will no longer exist. Grief, crying, and pain will no longer exist because the previous things have passed away. Heaven! Heaven is where inner conflict ceases. No more wrestling well because we will be well. How many of you have faced disappointments in this life? How many of you have had plans or thoughts about how your life should turn out? I mean, all of us have faced disappointments. All of us have been hurt. All of us have not been able to handle well not being able to control the outcome. Often our disappointments create the dialogue that create our inner conflict, especially with God. We get caught up in being so hurt and being so disappointed that we let it infest what we think. We let it control what we think about ourselves. We let it control our decisions. We let it control what we think about our God. We create a false dialogue. I hope that this week you're able to wrestle well. And I'm telling you that your best tool for that is prayer. Just like Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane in John chapter 17. He wrestled so well in the garden, feeling his feelings, letting them come, and then letting his faith lead the way and pull him to where he needed to go. I hope you're able to do that this week, and I'll be praying that you can. And as always, guys, keep on.